Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
And good night.
Okay. Hold on, let me start over again. I wasn't right.
Okay. Okay. I like this beat right here. Let me drop. Lord. Top down, letting the sun end of the 110.
Hold up. Now, real quick, before it gets to the part, I don't think I told you this. Do you know that originally they used the wrong air horns on this, and that's why I had to get your air horns and do it right?
No.
Yeah, so when this song was done, this is the only song that I was given complete.
Uh-huh, correct.
Complete.
Right.
The only thing I changed was the air horns.
Thank God.
Because Gunn and the producers on the record, J.R. Swifts and Balaam, whoever did it originally, just used like generic air horn.
No.
So now if you listen. And that is the correct air horn. Now, of course. Yo, he's close to that.
You thought my Zoom was frozen?
Yo, he's on the verge of sounding like a frozen Zoom on this song. It might be the longest boom, 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 boom he's ever done.
Oh, shit.
But Syfe, of course, was in like fucking Albuquerque. So I got your air horns from DJ Juanito.
Oh, yeah. I could have sent those to you.
I was like, yeah, you're right. I hit you up, though. I didn't know when I'd get it. So I was like, let me hit one of Syfe's minions. Someone will. E. Styles will have it, or John will have it. One of them's going to have it. So that's the story of that. Now, speaking of West Side Gun, by the way, Syfe, we got to mention this. Should have mentioned it last week, but I didn't.
What do we forget?
Did you check in on that Mock Homie album?
Wait, is it out?
It's out.
I want to check it, but I didn't. I couldn't tell if it was out. I went on Tidal. Maybe I went a day earlier and it wasn't there.
It came out last Friday.
Okay, so it's out. I got to play it.
My favorite joint. Let's give the people a taste. This is my favorite joint so far.
Doctor.
What's up, S.A.?
He always come out, but some days he nowhere to be found. Know what I'm talking about? Made it through the fires, it was some drought. But the way that shit coming down, it's like the rain could never run out. Unlimited drops like sneaker spots, got shoes for days. Y'all niggas is working, shoe could really use the raise. Who became an entrepreneur?
So for people who don't know, because Sife, don't you, when things like this happen and then they see the name go out and people are talking about it, I think everyone feels an obligation to be like, oh, yeah, yeah, of course, no doubt. And the reality is Mach Hami has been under the radar for a very long time. Like, I didn't get familiar with him until a couple of years ago. And he's been making music for a long time. Him and Gunn did a project together called HBO in 2017. And then they sort of stopped working together for a little while. I guess Hami was originally Westside Gunn's camera guy.
Oh, interesting.
But then he was on his own, seemingly, doing all these things like putting out projects where he'd put out such a limited amount of them that they currently sell for like $1,000 for the CD.
Yeah, I know another guy in Westside camp that does that. The kid Camouflage Monk.
Right. So Hami built this thing, and then like a year what?
No, go ahead. I'll wait too.
And then a year ago, Jay-Z, a picture came out of him with Jay-Z. So I interviewed him for the first time this week. Started doing press this week for the first time ever. Cool dude, man. Shouts to Haiti. Ça passe.
I didn't even know Mach Hami was a person.
Okay. All right. Go ahead. Sife, this is why I love you.
I didn't even know that was a person. I thought that was an album.
See? Yo, man. I want everyone paying attention to know this. Listen to Sife Sounds. I know what you're thinking. You idiot. You dummy.
I thought it was a West Side Gun album.
See? Do you hear this? Do you hear how he's willing to admit? Listen, call him an idiot.
Please.
Call him a moron.
By all means.
But the thing is, the reason Sife's actually one of the most intelligent people I know is because he says, I don't know. I try to be as good as you at that. Yeah. Someone hit me with one the other day. Yo, you know so-and-so. And I'm like, yeah, sure. No fucking clue. We all do that. Sife is one of the only people who goes, I don't know what that is. What is that?
Because I don't like getting caught. It's worse when you get caught.
I know it's the worst. Because then it's like, well, didn't you just say you knew what it was? And it's like, well,
was an album
by Westside Gunn.
What is all this Westside Gunn Pray for Haiti stuff? What is that?
That's the Mach Hami album.
That's the name of the album?
Boom.
So Mach Hami's Haitian.
Boom.
Okay, because I was like, is Westside Gunn Haitian?
So the whole thing is Mach Hami, Haitian, from Newark.
Uh-huh. Love it. Love it.
He's Griselda.
Love it.
He hadn't been. He had been away. He seemingly wasn't Griselda.
Right.
You know, Gunn talks like this has all been the plan always for them to reunite.
Well, he's a wrestling fan.
Right. And they're together. And Westside Gunn executive, as it says on the album, executive produced and curated Pray for Haiti.
Okay, now
which is Mach Hami's new album.
I thought I was missing a Westside Gunn album. Okay. And I did see your interview with the guy, and I didn't know who he was, but I thought, oh, he must be Westside Gunn's artist, and he's on the album.
And he's on the album, Mach Hami.
Got it. Okay.
No, that's what you thought.
No, yeah, that's what I thought. Like, no, but now I got it.
Right.
Now Mach Hami is a person. Pray for Haiti.
Boom.
Is the album. I'm on it. Westside Gunn puts out a lot of stuff, bro.
Facts. And shout, again, I'm being serious. It sounds like I'm making fun of you because that's what I like to do, but seriously. We used to do interviews, and Sife would be like, what is that? Stop. What does that mean? And I would be like, I wish I had done that, but I'm too embarrassed. Yo, I mean, listen, I'm not going to lie. I love Ebro. He is one of the most pretending to know what the person's talking about people I've ever met.
I just don't see the point in it. I don't see the point.
Everyone does it. You know, I get it. I do it too.
Here's the thing, though. You know what the thing about me is? I'm genuinely inquisitive. And I do want to know what you're talking about because I genuinely care about this conversation, but I can't continue on with this conversation if I don't know what you're talking about.
Right. And it's going to be even worse in the end when he goes, yo, man, that album, Mach Hami, what a great album.
Self-titled?
Exactly. Oh, wait, what? So anyways, if you guys are fans of Griselda, but it's not typical Griselda at all. So in fact, I would say, if you're someone who either likes Griselda and also likes Doom and Dilla and Rock Mars, Or if you're someone who doesn't like Griselda and always thought, yo, the beats are cool, but like all the gun talk, it's not for me.
Right.
This is not that. Like Makami is not that. Okay. He is lyrical and unique with his style.
Okay.
But he is in pocket. Like Brownsville Ka, for example, is another artist I absolutely love. But I would see Ka maybe being tough for Yusuf because he's not in typical pocket.
Yeah.
He talks on records.
Right.
You know, anyways, go check out the Makami album.
That's why I wasn't finding it when I was looking up West Side Gun.
You know what, Sife? You've put it all together at this point.
I'm a fucking detective. I'm like Banachek.
So what do you have this weekend, Sife? Oh, sorry. What's Banachek? I don't know what that is.
Banachek is a television show from the 1970s about a freelance detective that would figure out insurance crimes. Played by George Peppard of the classic series The A-Team.
Wow, okay.
A Polish, Boston,
let me keep
freelance
going.
Detective.
What's the A-Team?
You know what the A-Team is. Stop it.
I'm just kidding. So what are you doing these days? Are you home?
I'm home right now, but I got to go to Houston, Texas on Saturday and then fly right back on Sunday. Now, a couple things. All right, first, Drink Champs. How was it?
Well, I had done it last week. We talked about it a little bit.
No, we didn't talk about
it. We mentioned it, but not really details. No, I just said that I did it, and then we ended up derailed.
But now it's out.
Derailed completely. No, it's out. Well, yeah, by the time people hear this, it's out. Correct.
I know what I'm doing. It's out.
Yeah, you're a pro. It's out. It was really good. It was really good. Yo, Nori's good, man. Nori's actually, he's turned into a good interviewer.
Yeah.
Like, he actually, I mean, you know, you've known for probably longer than most how sneaky smart Nori is.
That's a good way to put it.
He's so sneaky smart.
He's very smart, but he's so hood with his talk that probably people underestimate him.
Exactly. He says words that literally don't make sense and are not a part of any language.
Yeah.
He made one up during our podcast that I was like, yo, that's the most...
the most Noriega.
We stopped. Listen, I think people will like it. I hope.
I'm loving all the clips I'm seeing.
I'm not out here throwing dirt on people.
I know that's mistake number one.
Right. I know. But, you know, we actually didn't talk about no Charlemagne, mm-hmm. no academics, no J Electronica, which I didn't want, which I wouldn't have felt like discussing.
You had beef with J Electronica?
Yeah, when his album came out, I called it anti-Semitic.
Really? I missed that one. Wow.
Oh, man.
I missed that one. Wow. Is it anti-Semitic? Yeah, you don't want... Yeah.
No. It's not even that. It's that... It actually is... It's kind of good based on the conversation we had last week on the show.
Uh-huh.
It's the thing is this. If you say enough things that are anti-Israel, and then you also add in a couple of other little things, mm-hmm. I'm going to take it as anti-Semitic.
Okay.
The same way black people will hear someone say certain things, and they're like, you don't have to come out and say the N-word for me to know you're racist, bro.
Okay. Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I do.
And sometimes it's wrong. Sometimes you get it wrong. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I think someone's racist or anti-Semitic, and I get it wrong. But when you are in the offended group, you have the triggers you have, and you hear certain things and you go, yeah. And sometimes it would be nice, you know, this is kind of what we want from white people, is to go, oh, I actually didn't mean it that way.
Right.
I need to educate myself in how I speak about this if I don't want to offend people. That's what we know that racists are going racist. Racists are going to racist. Mm-hmm. What you want is the
shopping.
People. Racists be shopping. But what you want is the people who aren't racist but speak on things in a way that's clumsy or on the verge of being offensive to go, my bad.
Do they even know they're being clumsy? That's the thing.
So when I call this out for anti-Semitism, it's all loaded up and confusing because though I'm calling out someone for being anti-Semitism, I am still a white man calling out a black man.
Right, in America, yes.
In America.
Right. And I don't know how to say this the right way. You're not super Jewish.
I'm not a chassid. You know what I mean? So Oh, you just want to call out a black man.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, believe me, that's the last thing I feel like doing. believe me. But I felt such a way about a couple of the things that were said that I said it. Now, listen, I went back and looked at old interviews I have with Jay Electronica. Yo, we've been fighting about this issue since I met him.
Really?
I didn't even remember that we've been fighting about this since I met him.
Interesting.
But I have.
That is interesting.
So, yeah, you know, at some point I would like to talk, but he came for me
really?
Crazy.
Really? He came for you?
Oh, he came for me crazy. Absolutely crazy.
Why don't we get him on the show?
I would love that. I'd still talk to Jay. I still would. I don't know if you want to talk to me, though, but
Let's see.
Find out. I'd have the convo. We could actually, Jay and I could serve to have a really productive conversation. We could have you kind of mediate because you're trying to understand everything. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You're like, what's a mock commie? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm. So, but this part of the thing is what you would enjoy. This is up your alley of ironic, unintentionally terrible and hilarious. Okay. This was the most common hate I got from people when I called out Jay Electronica for being what I said with the album was anti-Semitic. Yo, Rosenberg, man, how you gonna call someone anti-Semitic? You ain't even a Jew.
What? What's that?
So I said,
how are they getting to that?
I'm not a real Jew.
Oh, they mean like Orthodox.
No, like the Ashkenazic Jews from Europe were all frauds. We're not the real original Jewish man.
Oh, you talking about some original Israelite type shit. Oh,
so they're going.
Now they're going. Yo, way man, you keep. Now they're going way.
So I'm like, hold on. Okay. Right. This is where I went to it.
Right.
Okay. I'm not what you call a real Jew.
Uh huh.
Uh-huh. I'm good with that.
Yeah.
No, that's fine. I don't need to be the real Jew.
Okay.
I'm the one. Just call me the fake. You know what? Call me the fake Jew.
Yeah.
Okay. I am among the fake Jews whose families were tossed into ovens. We're the fake Jews.
Right.
I'm good with whatever label you want to call it.
Yeah.
Just know the reason we're sensitive is because of that whole thing. That was us. I'm down with the quote real, the quote fake Jews, all of it. But Saif, it was just hilarious. I'm like, you don't realize that it's anti-Semitic to tell someone they're not a Jew at all.
You're not even a real Jew. That's crazy.
Yo, it's. I was like, where do I argue from here? I just walk away.
Yeah, you got to walk away.
You know what I do? I walk away and I wait for one app where I can talk to my people who of all different backgrounds, Muslim, Jewish, white, every black, Hispanic, fake Puerto Rican, whatever it is.
Whatever.
I feel like we're all fam. So I didn't talk about that. Glad we brought it up here.
Did it even come up and you say you didn't want to talk about it or it never came up?
No, didn't come up. But here's how Nori's good. Yeah. So we start out, and I talked to you the day I was recording about how I was like antsy about, did I tell you I was antsy about getting too drunk?
Yes. You were in your Pharrell hotel room and you were about to go do it.
Right. And I had a big breakfast that day. Because here's the thing. I didn't want to show up and be on some I'm not drinking because A, I'm not you who legitimately doesn't drink.
Yes, you drink.
I drink now. So I was thinking about it. I'm like, damn, why is it so hard to say no? I made it all the way through high school and college until I was 25 saying no.
Yeah.
I went through what you go through. I did it for 10 years. I know the game when people go, yo, just one drink. You're like, oh, yeah, sure. Well, tonight's the night. One drink. That was me. But now that I do drink, it's a lot harder to say no.
Got it.
Because you don't have some philosophy around it. You just don't want to say something dumb. Yeah. So I was like, I'm not going to do that because I'm not a famous enough guest to show up here and be like, nah, I'm not drinking.
I mean,
I'm camera.
It's what the show is. You're invited on our show, but you don't want to play our game. Like, I was taking shots of Tiger Bone.
I mean, you did?
Yeah.
Did you feel anything?
No, but I'm just saying, like, the show is about taking shots and drinking while you do this interview. So I said, yo, I don't drink, but I had some shots of Monster and shots of Tiger Bone.
So I'm going to play along. I'm not going to be, you know, Killer Cam can go on and say I'm not drinking because his stories are such gold,
right,
that
you,
who cares?
But you didn't want to get too drunk.
But I didn't want to get too drunk. So
why? Because then you feel you start blabbing?
What do you think?
Yeah,
I already blabbed.
I think you start blabbing.
I just did.
Yeah.
I blabbed. It's 1:02 on Friday. On Thursday. I just blabbed right now. So I didn't want to get too drunk, but I did want to drink. So I started out with a beer. I'm nursing it. I have a water. And then at some point, it's like, all right, let's take a shot here. Okay, I'm good. I'll take one shot. Yo, let's pour some champagne. You're going to have some Ace? Yo, for this story, you need some Ace.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Let's pour a glass of Ace. I can sip champagne, no problem. So I sip champagne. I took a shot, drinking my water, pretty full stomach. I'm good. And then what makes him good is
I gotta get a big old breakfast.
I did. I would have never had. I had French toast. I would never have French toast.
I gotta absorb all this alcohol.
So what makes him good though is that when it got to the end and I felt like I was really done,
yeah,
he's like, "Yo, let's have one more shot." And I'm like, "Oh shit, I made it home free. One more shot." Yeah. So now I'm feeling loose. I got one more question. And I'm like, oh, this will be easy. How Cypher sounds? And of course it's, let's talk about you and Chuck D.
Oh, fuck.
I'm like, Nori, I just took the extra shot. So knock on wood, I think I still handled it. I felt really comfortable with, you know, I was super apologetic and regretful, which I am. So you can't get it wrong if you're speaking from the heart. Like, you're going to be fine. So, you know, I was like, I don't know. I basically told the story of, I was like, I don't know why I was kind of like, I was so protective of Hot 97. And Nori said it. He was like, you're a company guy. I was like, exactly. I was a company guy, and I was too much of a company guy. To the point that I was, you know, talking crazy about
Chuck. Man, you can't
Chuck.
Tell me nothing about being a company guy, yo.
Well, you learned, boy.
I was a company guy 1,000%.
How'd that work out? It worked out great for a pretty long run.
Nah.
But in the long run.
If I go back and look back, I gave up a lot of personal opportunities to be the fucking company guy. Rihanna's the big one.
What was the Rihanna give up?
She wanted me to be her DJ and go on tour with her. You know? Wow.
Now, how early? It was the beginning.
Very beginning.
So you would have had to have, you know, the first year would have been like, within a year you would have known this is going.
No, she went pretty fast.
Yeah, within the first year you would have been like, all right, this is going to be my job.
Yeah. But anyway, whatever.
And in the end, you could have still come back and mixed and stuff. You would have just been around
at the time I wouldn't be able to, but looking back, I probably would have.
Bruh, come on, man. DJ Quiz came back after going on to be G-Eazy's DJ.
This is all in hindsight. You know what I'm saying?
Yo,
it's all in hindsight.
But my hindsight game's incredible.
God, my hindsight is fucking crazy.
Bro, I see everything in hindsight. You know, a lot of people out there talking about their vision and they know what to do and they can see the future unfold. I'm not great at that. But yo, my ability to look back and be like, man, you know what I should have done? Not that. I'm so good at that. I can tell you right now the moments where it's like, no, that was not it. So I'm trying to figure out, like, but Scythe, man, do you realize the ego game I'm setting up here for myself? Do you know what it's like when they tell you so-and-so passed on you? They passed. Yeah, they passed.
Wait, what? Who passed?
Press.
Oh, yeah. Fuck the lot. Don't worry about that, man. Don't worry about that.
I'm trying. I'm doing my best.
I know a lot of people. But I know they don't. That's the worst. It's the worst.
People you think respect you and like you.
Yeah, it's the worst.
And you've never asked before. So you're like, well, what's once? Which is why I want to show so much love to Nori and EFN, though.
Yeah.
Because they have the biggest podcast right now.
Absolutely, man. That's the one that matters. I mean, who turned you down? The New York Times or some shit?
I don't even know. Yeah, I'm sure Caramanica
turned
us down.
It's so fun to pay a publicist to just field the no's.
I know. We should call my publicist on the podcast and be like, let's go over the list of no's.
Yeah, that shit hurts, passed. But fuck it. Who cares, man?
You know who I got a big pass from?
Who?
And they've passed on me for everything I've ever reached out. And I'm not mad. It's just like, okay. Deezus and Mero.
Really?
Every time.
Even I did Deezus and Mero.
Yeah, a disgraced loser. But yeah, there's something about you that resonates with them probably coming up that
no?
I don't. They
really?
Passed, yo. They passed, and I tried to get them on Open Late when I was at Complex. They couldn't get them. They've never done anything.
Maybe they don't like you.
But it's cool. Maybe they don't like me, or I see them in person. They're always very cool. Hmm. You know? Listen, but maybe they just didn't grow up having any association with me, whereas your Cypher sounds. Your Cypher don't get gassed.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's what it is. It's not just them, though. Oh, it's not just them. There's plenty of people.
Right.
People are passing. It's like fucking John Stockton and Magic Johnson. People are passing and passing and passing. But the thing is, the attempt at a new version of me is to spend more time thinking about the people who say yes than the people who say no.
How fast did Nori say yes?
Nori more than said yes. Nori was like, I want you on the show. And I was like, hold on, I'm putting out an album soon.
Right.
And he was like, okay, great.
Right.
And not only that, Nori recorded on a weekend in the morning.
Yeah.
That's not normally what they
right.
do. We had to use an alternate studio.
Right, right.
Like, they worked, they cared.
That's what you got to focus on.
Yo, shouts out to Kyle from Complex, who I know you've met before. He's a writer for
Tall
Complex,
guy.
Does a lot of stuff for them.
Was he the tall guy?
He's not tall.
Right, forget it, sorry.
I don't think Carl's particularly tall. You may be thinking of Joe LaPuma.
No, I know who Joe LaPuma is.
I'm just kidding. but Carl interviewed me for Complex for the album, and he's definitely hearing this. He listens to every One app, knows our entire history. Yeah. Like, it's just
What's
awesome
up,
when
SA?
You have those. Exactly, he knows about
What's
that.
Up,
Yo, by the way, you see Sean Evans from Hot Ones was nominated for an Emmy.
For what? For Hot Ones?
For Hot Ones. Saif, we did not... We should. How did we not come up with the chicken wings?
We should. I mean, I love chicken wings.
Saif, you think Sean Evans, God bless him, likes chicken wings more than me and you?
No. I don't even know who Sean Evans is, but I know how much I love chicken wings.
He's the host of Hot Ones.
He's
the guy with the chicken.
I love
yeah.
wings.
Billy June. Let me explain. Billy June just sent a message. You both need to get on Hot Ones. Billy June, take a look at the guests that they have on Hot Ones. Then remember 40 seconds ago when I just told about how people are passing on me like I'm Derek Rose at the Garden, and you think Hot Ones is booking us. Billy, what did you want to say before the podcast started, by the way?
Don't worry about it.
What do you mean? You said you wanted to do it on the air.
Okay, fine.
Wow, look at you. Put some fuck... Yeah, say it with your fucking chest, Billy June.
My Facebook memories told me that 12 years ago tomorrow was when you guys had me interview John Starks and be on the radio for the first time ever.
Where's that interview? We need that.
I have it on my computer.
Put that on the Patreon.
Okay, it's like 3.5 minutes.
Yeah, so take 2.5 minutes to put it on the Patreon.
Okay, I'll put it up. I thought you guys would appreciate that.
No.
12 years? That's a pretty damn long time.
12 years. 12
years.
Wow.
That's when you met
slave.
Me.
And look at you. And now you're out here fucking.
Whoa. I like that's a nice girl. Don't talk about her that way.
Hold on. What do you mean? It's a nice guy, Billy June. But nice girls and nice guys, they like to bone. I'm talking about sex.
I mean, and the Knicks won last night. Like, it's a good time for some Knicks talk. I'm saying
no,
Knicks
don't.
Talk.
Don't change the subject. Let's sit in here for a minute.
What,
let's...
about him fucking? Nah, we
Yeah,
can't
let's
go
just
that.
Hover
we can't
right
go
in
that.
That. Let's just sit. You don't want to?
I feel bad for her.
Why do you feel bad? You know your mom fucked. Yo, I had the best, dumbest joke on the air yesterday that I wish I could
Wait,
have
did
said
you go up there live?
Properly.
Did you
Where?
Go hot live?
Hot 97? Yeah. No, not yet.
There was a Summer Jam announcement.
There was a Summer Jam announcement. We did it on Zoom. But
I saw
they're,
you in
they're
a
pushing.
With Lisa. With Lisa. With Laura.
Who's Lisa Styles? I'm a big fan. No, no.
The picture's old?
That's old if they see that.
Oh, she's so hot.
But me and Lisa are going to have to see each other soon because it sounds like they're pushing for the old return.
Yeah, vax, baby. Fully vaxxed.
Not everybody's fully vaxxed. Shawnee Coltrane ain't fully vaxxed.
So he can't go to work. Tell him to step the fuck off.
Whoa, how dare you? They won't. They can't do that either.
They can't?
No.
The Comedy Cell is fully vaxxed shows only.
That's it?
Fully vaxxed. Plexiglass is coming down.
Good for them.
Fully vaxxed or take a fucking hike. Suck a big old fat one.
Yeah, it's. But here's the thing. I'm just not ready for this outside.
No,
not all the way. And I don't mean because I'm scared of people. I just don't want to.
Yeah,
I don't want to return to everything.
Oh my God.
I don't want to.
Well, here's the. I'm outside. I've been outside, but
you've been outside.
But I am having trouble right now. I am having trouble. I'm getting overwhelmed with the new tactics I came up with during COVID to get my work done, and now everything coming back to normal. So now I have all my old 2019 normal shit happening, plus all this new shit happening. So now that we go back to normal, do we cut out the stuff we learned during COVID? Because now,
what do you mean learned?
Like not learned, but adapted. Like this interview right now, we're doing over a computer. I'm in my house. Like,
no, this is not changing. Like I said, we can do it when we can do it in person. We'll do it in person. But, all I think about, not all, that's a bit of an overstatement. Often I think about how much better and pleasant the Juan Epp Jay-Z series would have been like this.
Yeah.
We sat in their building downtown, nowhere to park.
Yeah.
Far from everything for me. In the middle of work days.
A solid point.
All I would have done was come home. When we had to wait around while whatever was happening, hold on, I'll be right back. I go sit in my living room. Like we could have spent the annoying time they wanted to spend.
Even getting guests to just pull up their laptop and yeah.
We made everyone come to us basically with a couple exceptions. Yeah. Now we were on it early though, because we had a couple people record themselves.
Big Daddy Kane over the phone. You know what's crazy about that whole series we did, the Juan Epp thing, when we did Juan Epp with Mass Appeal?
And it's still there, by the way. You can still find it.
How did we not get all the audio? Like, why don't I have it? Why don't I have all those full-length interviews that we should have put up? What's wrong with us? Like, why don't we ever learn a lesson?
Yo, but you...
Learn a lesson.
But you always make people give you everything.
I know, and that's. I thought it was like in the. I think it was like in the Dropbox or something. But now the Dropbox is expired.
But by the way, speaking of that, more importantly than those, none of our interviews with Paul Mooney exist on YouTube, which means you have them on CD.
Oh, I might have them. I might have them on a drive. Ooh, good call.
Thank you. They need to be listened to because Paul talks crazy.
So crazy.
But I was looking on
Billy,
YouTube. I'm like, oh, me and Sife.
Send me an
email. Sife had Paul Mooney up mad.
Billy,
times.
Send me an email to find those. We might have those.
By the way, here's your theme. Here's the theme song for what Sife's been the last 6 months to a year.
Here we go.
All my niggas outside ain't going in.
That's, where we at?
Yo, how did I not play this all of the pandemic?
Ain't going in.
Yo.
Yeah, automatic. Yeah, always got it on me, baby, automatic.
I love that song.
That's safe. I love that song.
Hey.
That was my favorite song.
I love Travis Scott, man.
That album. Yo, Travis should do our podcast. He's the kind of weird dude who does nothing that should do one app.
Yeah, how do we get him?
I can hit his manager, David.
Anyway.
I'm going to hit David today. I'm going to say, yo, that'll be a great random thing for Trav to do.
And great. Fantastic. I did.
We can do it on Zoom.
I did the Idaho Comedy Festival last week.
Oh, we know.
I was probably the biggest star there. I was the biggest star at the Idaho. Man, that shit was a fucking mess.
Wait, it was great.
It was so fun.
Who was the biggest name on the bills of the whole thing?
A guy named Craig Gass and Tammy, what's her name? Billie June Pascatelli or some shit?
Pascatelli.
Yeah, Pascatelli. I was one of the biggest.
It was fun.
Super fun.
But it was a fuck fest.
And it was super fun because of the fuck festness.
And you didn't care.
I never care. I'm happy to just put me on stage, man. I'm happy. Glass half full all the time. Now, if I bombed, that would ruin it for me. That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't care. Like, people complain about everything. I don't care as long as I get on stage. And if I do well, I'm super happy. And you could complain about the food. These complainers, yo. These fucking complainers. I don't get it. I think people just like, especially comics, complain a lot. But a comedian.
Wait, hold on. But you used to complain a lot.
Not about that kind of. Like, what did I complain about?
Everything. I mean, when you were up having to deal with the morning show, I feel like you were a
complaining
fucking.
Complaining and dealing with things is different.
It was a blurry line. You could be a real dickwad. I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, it's not overstated. It's fairly and clearly emphasized that I was late and was annoying and difficult. It's understated how big a fucking cock you could be at times. That's understated. Billie June, am I wrong? Don't be scared.
I don't know, but on Are You Garbage, Sypha talked about you being late, and I snorted in my room laughing.
Is that where I did? I was just about to say, I know I mentioned that somewhere. I did it on Are You Garbage.
I sent that to my dad, and my dad was like, yeah, I remember that.
We gotta put that up. I'm gonna find
it. Rosenberg needs to do Are You Garbage.
Yeah.
Hold on. I just was emphasizing how much everyone already knows every shitty thing about me.
I wanted to
spend one moment burying Sypha Sounds. I go to Billie June for help. Billie June, a guy who Sypha once hung him out the window like Suge Knight and Vanilla Ice. And he says, oh, I don't know about that, but you know what? You're a fucking
puss,
Billie June.
Can I tell you?
You piece of shit.
Wait, can I tell you what happened yesterday morning?
Go ahead.
I overslept and my phone is on silent and I didn't see all the previous messages in our text, and the first thing that I saw when I woke up was from Sife, never forget where you came from, fuck face. And I was like, what the fuck did I do now?
That sounds right.
And I woke up and had a panic attack.
You still didn't comment on Sife being an asshole.
I'm saying he could be an asshole because I can't tell sometimes if he's joking or not.
I get that a lot, which is horrible for a comedian.
And it's horrible for someone who's a nervous wreck too.
Yeah, man. You're not wrong. You're not wrong, Peter Rosenberg.
We should have all the interns back on. We should find Wafrican. We should find Close Talker.
Deep voice.
You had Glasses Malone.
I forgot about Glasses Malone.
Who's that? The deep voice guy? Remember the deep voice guy?
Oh, you mean the intern with the golden voice?
Yeah.
I forgot about that. What happened to that guy?
What happened to the other chick, the lesbian chick?
Trinae? She lived with me. Trinae, I can find in a heartbeat. But you were nice to Trinae.
I was nice to Trinae everybody, worked her ass. But also you got to get it.
But also you got to get it. You hear that history of abuse right there?
Hindsight is I should have never been the leader of that show. I should have been the comic and the DJ.
But here's the problem. I personality-wise was the natural lead for the show, but I didn't show the work ethic to be able to do that.
Or didn't have the rep in the city.
And I didn't have the rep. So at that I feel the exact same way. So on a daily basis, I would come in with more opinions than Sife, although now I got to tell you, I am now finally comfortable in the position that I'm in because I can't believe some days when Ebro comes in with things to say. I'm just like, where are you pulling this from? I don't give a shit. I feel like you some days. But the nice thing is, because I'm comfortable in the role now, I'm okay sitting back on those days and just being like, I don't have a lot here. I'll get them next time. But at first, when you're trying to build up who you are, you got to get your shit in on everything. So it's like, you give me a topic, I'm going to talk. And now I'm like, I don't have anything for this. But you're right. You're right. The format wasn't right. We put a guy who doesn't give a shit, and you should have been the guy who was able to sit back, play the music.
I could crack a joke on anything. A smart remark, sarcastic remark, come up with some bits. I would have murdered that as the comic on the show.
And then, of course, the way that we eventually got to, it's interesting now, too, because now Cass DJs and talks a good amount, like a decent amount. But the way that we got there, it couldn't have worked. You can't go backwards. Yeah. It wouldn't have worked. Anyways, the point is, Sife is a dick, and I want everyone to know, don't listen to what he says about me. It's all untrue. What else is going on this week, Sife Sounds?
Okay, that's what we're doing, just what's going on this week.
Well, I brought up Makami already. I talked about my drink champ somewhat. It went pretty well. My album drops next Friday. I went into details on old beefs that I didn't even want to talk about.
There we are.
I watched Sam J's show.
Oh, you did? How was it?
I enjoyed it. I did. I really enjoyed it. I'll tell you one thing, though. Don't be the person who comes to be on the Sam J's show. So real quick, for no one who's seen it, the format, as we mentioned last week, the baseline format, it's almost like an Ali G show where she goes out and does multiple things. But the baseline that runs throughout the show is a party at an apartment with people hanging out. But there are people who got edited down to saying nothing.
I'm sure.
If I was there and hung out all night and I watched the show and they showed the one moment I was about to talk and then it just cut, I would be very tight.
You got to know that going into it because they spend a lot of time talking to a lot of people. And I'm like, this show's a half an hour, I'm assuming. And we've just talked for 2-3 hours. Like, they got to get this down. It's like Dave's podcast, Midnight Miracle. Dave's podcast with Talib Kweli and Yasin Bey. I was on a couple of episodes, I was on a couple of recording sessions, and they were podcasting for 3 hours. And I'm thinking it's going to get cut down to an hour. No. They're cut down to 20-minute sides that they're calling them. They call them sides. And I'm thinking an hour I'm getting cut out of this. 20 minutes? What?
20
I say, I'm not going to be on this. This is very, I'm living in the now, and this is a very fun experience being sitting here with Kevin Hart, Bill Burr, John Hamm, Questlove. You know what I mean? Like, it's a great, this will be a memory I have for the rest of my life.
Boom.
I'm not on this episode. I am not on this episode.
They advertised an episode with your name on it.
Get the fuck out of here.
They did?
Yeah. Where? Dave Chappelle's story. It's that Michelle Wolf Sife of Sounds.
The engineer was like, I think we used a line from you. I was like, thanks.
Oh, so maybe there's more than that.
Let's see.
Because I was kind of like, let me see, hold on.
I'm trying to find it. Boom,
boom. I'm looking right now. I didn't see it.
What's up with rappers doing podcasts and just fucking killing us? What's our next move?
I think our next move is keep doing the podcast.
Every rapper, all these rappers are doing podcasts. Joe Budden, Nori, Mos Def, Talib Kweli. Talib Kweli has two. Maino even has one now.
I know.
What are we doing?
Well, what do you want us to do? I think the key is to keep doing the podcast.
What if we do radio?
I do. What about a show called Sife Sounds and Rosenberg?
I would do that. We could fix it. It'd be so much better now.
It would be better. But I don't know what the next. I don't know. See, the thing is,
I'm kidding.
I don't know that we'll ever be down to play in the hype game.
That's what it is, right?
Like the show that the people are enjoying and they're loving right now is that it can be this. You know, and by the way, this could work as like a radio show.
This is a radio show.
It is a radio
show.
The
way you, wow, this, I hate, it was so meta on One App. I fucking hate it.
But meta is radio too. I mean, think about it. Think about how meta Howard
was.
Yeah,
but this, okay, that's a fucking great example. Mm-hmm. If you like this, you like what Cypher Sounds of Rosenberg should have been, or like was, but only in small spurts.
Right. But cut down to these annoying tiny clips.
Yeah. But yeah, like, basically, you are a friend if you're listening to this. You're not listening for the fucking drama or the fucking scandal.
Oh, so hold on. I have to do a radio interview. You guys want to listen to it? All right, just listen. Don't say anything, though, because you don't say anything. Hello? Oh, wait, hold on. I don't hear you. Hold on. Hey, you hear me?
Yep, I got you. You good?
Oh, yeah, I hear you.
All right, sounds good. You ready to go on B-Mitch and Finley?
Oh, of course I am.
All right, sounds good. Let me throw you on hold. We're about to come out of a commercial break.
Okay.
As they now come back to D.C. for Game 3 on Saturday.
I'll try to say some good stuff for the podcast.
DC Lottery's new sportsbook, Gambit D.C. Download today at gambitdc.com and access spreads, money line, over, under, and live.
Sife, you hear me?
Betting all at your fingertips at Sports Only Better. I'm Craig Heist on The Fan.
He mentioned Finley on 106.7 The Fan and the Odyssey app.
Can't see it because this is radio, but I'm doing the Michelle Pfeiffer dance. Perfect. No, I look fine. I think I look fine.
I think she looks way better than you do.
I agree with that. I'm showing off my pec. Cody Betts just said my arms look good. About to go to the beach. Flex season.
Keep your shirt on.
Time to go to the BetQL guest line. Bet smarter, beat the book. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. Talk to our friend, the King of New York.
That's right.
From ESPN New York, Mr. Peter Rosenberg. Peter, what's going on, man? How are you?
God, I love King of New York. I wish one other person in the world said that besides you, JP, but I sincerely appreciate it.
Listen, to me, you are, if that helps. But, Pete, I have a question to ask you.
Go ahead, B. Mitch.
How long did it take for you to practice that trick golf shot? Yeah, we did see the golf shot on your Instagram, dude.
For those that didn't see it, I teed up in too high, and I, with a driver, a fairly big driver, I managed to hit the entire tee out and have the ball drop flat to the ground. It was, I could never do that again if I tried, guys. That's how special I am.
Who was in the picture, the other picture you posted? Was that Chauncey?
That was Chauncey.
Dude, that guy hasn't aged a day since high school.
Yo, everyone said that. Yo, screw Chauncey, okay? He looked aight. Hey, by the way, boys, I'm coming down to Bethesda tomorrow. I'll be in the area.
How long are you in town?
Just quick, just for a couple days. Going to just catch up with fam. And have a minute. So I'm just there for a second, but I'll definitely hit you up. I'll be around Bethesda.
JP leaving today. I'm going to the beach, but I'm back probably Sunday evening.
Ah, damn it! What beach are you going to?
OCMD, my wife's favorite place in the world.
Wow. Well,
yeah,
listen,
that's a real sentence.
No one's going to accuse your wife of being a snob. Okay. Sorry, Ocean City. I'm kidding.
Yo, I had to read this headline. I don't know. I must have Googled your album coming out or something.
Okay.
This is from, listen to this, Mitch. I hope someday maybe people will write things like this about me. UMD alum and radio titan Peter Rosenberg on his new album and the state of radio today. Radio titan. You now, prefer that or King of New York?
Well, hold on. Tell B. Mitch the outlet that wrote that, though.
It's the Diamondback, the University of Maryland.
So, listen, I appreciate that. I it was, by the way, the kid who wrote it was incredibly sweet. He's he's like a sophomore or something. It felt good. I'd like them to have me come back. They've never asked me to come back and like speak at the J school graduation or anything. This year I did like a minute shout out.
Next week we will promote the album. I tried to do it. Evidently I was premature, but next week you tell me what to do. We're ready to rock.
I learned a lot about you.
Maybe we'll get Landfill to download one of the songs to play in.
And you know what? I'm going to send you guys both the private link so you can hear it before then.
Oh, that'd be dope. Hey, thank you, Peter. Congrats on the album. We're really excited for when it drops next week. And let's try to catch up this weekend when you're in town.
I would love that. Jay-Z, buy the team. Thanks, guys.
Oh, absolutely.
Sife, what did you think? That was me doing a sports talk radio show in Washington.
You are, I'm not going to lie, bro. You are very talented, man.
You think so?
Right,
I didn't really
you
do
jump
anything.
Right into it, you jump right into it, man. You have all these factoids and opinions, and you express it in a way where it sounds like you really care.
But isn't it amazing though? I feel insecure because I don't think I actually know that much about anything except classic hip hop, which is why when people come for me in comments saying. Coming for me on hip hop. That's why that's like the only thing that really.
Yeah,
bugs
but
me.
Even maybe you're not a super expert like people who fucking do stats or whatever. But you got you make it like a strong opinion. You make it. I don't give a fuck about sports, and I was listening to what you had to say. You know what I mean? I guess it's a shout out to your broadcasting skills more than your sports knowledge.
That's fair. I'll take that compliment. Thank
and,
you.
And what was the article written about you over at the school? Radio Titan.
You like that?
Radio Titan. Look at you.
I mean, listen, it's the least Maryland can do is call me a Radio Titan.
Yeah, well, for all what you did for them.
By the way, I was going to tell you, should we read some of the comments from... The Drink Champs post
absolutely.
About me?
Absolutely must do that.
All right.
I'm fucking blowing up on Reels and TikTok.
Should I be doing Reels? I haven't done Reels yet.
Didn't get it, and my friend Natalie Cuomo put me onto it. And she was one of the comics in the Idaho Comedy Festival. She's a great gal.
We know. We talked about her last week.
She fucking made me do some reels. Bro, my numbers are out of control. 20,000.
Wait, so you got to tell me what to do. I don't even know how to do reels. This is one of the rare moments, Sife, where you're ahead of me.
I mean, I don't know what you... I mean, there's got to be clips from the show that we could put up. Like, I don't know. I actually don't know. I'm finding stand-up clips that I'm putting up.
Wait, Billy June... Yeah, Billy June should be doing all our stuff on Reels. Because that's what's moving around right now, supposedly.
Moving around, baby. Billy June, we need some Reels.
So what happens? People end up watching one Reel, and then they get in the Reels, and they keep watching more?
Man, don't get me to lying. But I'm just putting up a bunch of videos. I put up a video of me and Remy Ma, and I got 126,000 views. It's just funny
what?
Shit, yeah.
Did you get oh the clip. Yeah, I saw that clip. Did you get followers?
I don't know how to see. Well, a lot of people from TikTok I see are following me because every time someone follows me, I try to write, hey, thanks for following. And a couple people are like, oh, I saw your videos on TikTok and I'm following you now. I'm like, perfect.
And how many followers do you have on TikTok?
When I started this week, I had 1,400. Now I'm up to 5,900. So in a matter of a week, I got about 4,000 followers.
Yo, I've been avoiding TikTok for all this time. Should I not bother?
Bro, I don't. It depends on what.
I just don't feel like scrolling TikTok. I don't want to be, bro. I have addiction issues when it comes to this stuff. I don't need more of it.
Do not get on TikTok if you have addiction issues.
You can get sucked in for three or 4 hours at a time.
I can't. I can't go to sleep now without looking at TikTok. It's crazy. It's what the fuck are they doing over there?
And do you, how many of the videos are of what appear to be underage girls dancing in provocative ways?
I don't have
ways?
Any of that. I don't have any of that because
it's not in your
algorithm
because you haven't looked at it, so it's not in your algorithm.
Bro, it's you find something. I was reading about TikTok, but these motherfuckers are sick with it. They monitor how long you watch, if you repeatedly watch something, if you like, if you scroll up to scroll back down so that it starts over.
They know that too.
Yo, they fuck. So I don't know how my algorithm became iPhone hacks, horrible dating stories, and like and Karen stuff. None of that young.
You're still into Karens, huh?
None of that. It's a train wreck. None of those kids dancing. No, there was like a couple rap battles that was in my feed, and those went away. It's nuts.
So when you share a real cipher, are you saving it on your page?
You preview it on your page, yeah. And the views on my page don't get a lot, but if you go to the reels, it's nice. And the shit you think is not going to work works and vice versa. Like, I don't know what these people are into.
You think this would be a good thing? Like, what if I did a video where I just, like, showed my dick?
Yeah. Yeah.
But you think yes?
Yes, of course.
But if I, do I, should I play like a wacky song and like flop it up and down?
What, are you looking to get more views and follows? Because there's a section on there where it's like the trending songs of TikTok or trending songs of Reels. So you should pull your dick out, flop it down. This is flaccid, I'm assuming, or what are you going? What are you doing?
Yeah, I'm not going to get a boner because that'll hurt. You could hurt yourself when you start trying to flop around with.
Okay, so you go flaccid pee pee.
A boner.
And then you put that song, "What You Know About Going Down in the Deep." Boom, boom, boom.
And you think that would move around?
He's got to do the oh no.
Yeah, or you could do this.
Oh no.
Oh no. Oh no.
Oh no. 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 By the way, should I just do? I should make my thing on Reels just only using that song for everything, even when not appropriate.
Oh, no.
No matter what I do,
no.
I'm eating food.
Oh, no, no, no.
Yo, you know what's annoying, though? I gotta ask my distributor person about this. My songs have disappeared as an option to pull up on Instagram.
No, I actually noticed that.
They only put popular songs.
No, but Billy June, they used to be
there.
Now they're gone.
I used to use it for my stories, and now they're gone.
You got to talk to somebody about that.
I'm about to hit up JJ right now.
Hey, guys, you know that this is the only time where you're recording an episode and people would be awake if you tried to call them?
Who should I try to call? I only have 5 minutes here. What do you think?
Call somebody.
Like who?
Call what you know about rolling in a deep.
What about...
Call one of the interns.
I'm not going to call one of the interns. That's
not fun.
You
said I was a dick.
Should we call... We call Nori?
No.
You don't want to call Nori?
I don't know.
Billy June, you have any suggestions?
Call Nicki Minaj. Sipe,
call Chappelle. Call Chappelle.
Call Nicki Minaj.
You think calling Nicki is a good idea?
Call Nicki Minaj. Ask her why she still has beef with me even though you squashed it and you were the problem she had in the first place.
First number. I just looked at the first number for her. It went green. Let me try another one. You think she still has her BlackBerry address?
Yeah.
That's the one I should
the
hit.
The email
you
I have for Jay-Z is a BlackBerry address.
It's Timo. All right. Here's another one. Let's try to see if this one. Oh, it's blue.
Okay. Are you texting?
Yeah, I'm a text.
Just call.
You think that's a good idea? I'll definitely get the boo-doo-doo. Let's see if it delivers. It delivered.
Okay.
Do you think it's actually her?
What did
you say? Hey, it's Rosenberg. How are you?
Okay, you went generic on her. Tell her Sipes on the line. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, no,
oh,
no, no, no,
no.
No,
no.
No. I know what happened with IG. Long story. The ingestion is wonky. We'll re-deliver them. I'll get them live. Boom. Thank you. We're getting things handled over here. All right, so we didn't come up with anyone to call. I texted Nicki Minaj, which is not particularly interesting for the purpose of a podcast.
All right. This was...
Should we call Michael Kay? We're about to go on the air. I could be like, hey, just checking in with you real quick.
This was a fuck fest.
What a shitty, dumb episode this was.
I'm sorry.
God. Should we quit the podcast?
I'm sorry, guys. How about you fire
you
me?
You offer
fire
nothing.
Me. You fire me.
Oh, that's a big thing these days. Yeah. In podcasting.
Fire me. Wait, who else got fired?
Rory and Maul.
Right,
they started
fired.
Their own thing.
You don't say, Billy June.
They got
Rory
fired.
Rory and Maul.
What about, is B-Dot still down with Elliot? Or did he get fired?
I think, he's still there. Okay. Sife, I've been needing to talk to you for a little bit.
Boy, as my son would say. Okay.
So, here's the thing. We know you have kids and a family, and you love them dearly, and they need to be taken care of. But unfortunately, that's not going to be with the big Patreon money we're making.
Okay.
Because you're fired.
What?
Oh no!
I'm fired.
No. The 169 patrons that we have, as of this very moment, are no longer going to be giving money to feed your children.
Oh, no.
Because you're fired.
Oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no. You can't fire me. My name's first.
Which is bullshit. Still.
How is it bullshit?
Why is it always your name first?
No matter what, no matter how much... How big you get in this game, I'm still first and bigger than you, no matter what.
It's just not true. It's not right. By the way, DMX comes out. By the time people hear this, DMX is out, the album.
Yeah, I'm excited to...
Did you hear the single?
No. Is it with Griselda? I saw them post it. I didn't hear it yet.
There you go. A little taste?
Get a little taste of that, and then we're out of here.
I'm in the hood.
Whoa.
K House, $1 million net. Shout out 200 Rams, niggas know the rap. Kobe be the best, talk no steps. Headshot, took off so less. More jelly kicks, more jelly sweats. I'm on the yard doing burpees, me driving fresh. Shoot a land low, he got a new body. Pray to Tesla X, need a new body. 50K, got my bitch a new body.
What song does that make you think of the
What's
most?
The sample again? Who used that before?
I'm asking.
I can't think.
Hey, listen. I have a record I want you to play. Don't you think the kids would enjoy a nice song with a melody?
What you got, Holmes?
It is a rare, one-of-a-kind original pressing. Pressing.
This is a world premiere. Rock a block. Pace up, full clip, one up in the chamber. Danger, ask you what you want, what's the flavor? I got 35 when I signed with a major. Invested 29.8, spent the change up.
That's not what I thought. Somebody else used it too.
I was thinking Pace One.
Is that the Pace One sample?
Yeah. I Declare War.
Oh yeah, that's what it is.
What are you talking about?
Somebody else used it.
What's the I'll tell you right now. Hold on. What's the other, because that Pace One is not the first time.
I would have wanted a little something harder with Griselda and DMX.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
I think so.
Right,
I would want
the sample
like
is.
I don't know who we be. Do.
Lee Mason and his orchestra is the sample.
Okay.
The other people who sampled Shady Blues are...
Go on.
Hood Blues, DMX. Uh-huh. Oh, Figure Four, Sean Price, which I love. Southside, 50, Tony Yayo, Lloyd Banks.
That one.
Googly Eyes, Jay Electronica.
That one.
Answers. Oh, I forgot about that. Loot Pack featuring Quasimodo. I remember that one. That's it. Oh,
okay. That must be the Pace one.
Isn't that crazy? Of. That's crazy that I Declare War is the biggest one to use that, at least in my opinion. Hey, guys, this week's a little weird. We know Sife is traveling to Texas, of course, which really shouldn't be an excuse because he lives there.
No, it's because of the,
and I have to.
It's because of the times of travel. It's what it is, man. Fuck it.
And I have to go home because of for Memorial Day to see the fam.
Okay. Okay.
But we appreciate all of you very much, all the patrons, etc. Okay. We love you, and I love you, and we gotta go.
Okay.
Oh no! Oh no!
Peace.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, I'm Guy Raz, and on my show, Wisdom from the Top, I talk with CEOs and business leaders about the toughest challenges of their careers.
There's lots of ways to measure success.
Sometimes a company has to bet against itself.
We wanted to set ourselves apart by having a point of view.
Businesses really impact people's lives in pretty fundamental ways.
On Wisdom from the Top, some of the greatest business leaders of our time share their intimate stories of leadership, innovation, and transformation. Stories you won't hear anywhere else. Check out Wisdom from the Top only on Luminary. Now, back to your show.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.